Another crazy day in the NFL. Really got crazy late in the day with Matt's Cowboys, with that overtime game against New England, with my Steelers, with another overtime game last night on Sunday Night Football against Seattle. Dallas does win. Pittsburgh does win. But definitely some drama, especially in that Cowboy game, Mark.
How about the Cowboys, huh? That was a good win for Dallas to be able to go into New England, and they set themselves up in a pretty bad situation early. Mike McCarthy lost his mind. I think he thought the game was going to be decided in the first minute and 15 seconds and decided to go for it in fourth and one on the opening possession. And then later in the game, I love it. I guess people, you know, kickers usually get a bad rap. Like, people don't like kickers, right? You know what I'm saying? Don't want to decide a game from the kicker. But now it seems like coaches want to set up a kicker to kick a 55, 60-yard field goal all the time. I mean, that would have been a better time to go for it, I think, on fourth and one when Zuerlein missed that long kick. But not much negative you can say about Dallas. I don't think the defense looked as good, but that's a great win on the road against a decent team that's really well coached. And the Cowboys offense continues to be one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, Dak, Cowboys only go 2 for 5 in the red zone, and Dak had an interception and a fumble. You know, in the red
zone. That fumble was a bad call.
Like Matt was saying, you think that was a bad call on the fumble?
I thought he had the ball across the goal line before it started to pop out. Yeah.
Do you, Matt?
I don't know about the fourth down. I think he might have been in on the third down.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he had it in the one fourth down. I don't know.
You know, the defense gives up, you know, 4 touchdowns to a New England offense that had only scored 8 touchdowns in the first 5 games of the season. And it goes back and forth at the end. But, man, I tell you what, you got to give it up to Dak Prescott, Mark. He throws for 445. We were saying that's the most ever allowed by a Bill Belichick coach Patriots team. That takes in a whole lot of football. And that throw he made to CeeDee Lamb, Marcus, and I know he was injured on the play or whatever, but that was a heck of a throw to CD at the end.
No, it was just weapons everywhere, man. Cowboys offense has weapons everywhere. And I think they're utilizing them well. I mean, everybody's getting some run. Zeke's playing better. Pollard is a weapon, and so they're using him, and he's getting to play. Both tight ends are good. I mean, they've got weapons on offense. That is a legit offense.
Yeah. Elsewhere, Marcus, a lot of talk about the Chargers coming into this game against the Ravens, and Ravens were only a slight favorite at home, and they come out with a very convincing 30-46 win. What'd you think on that one?
Yeah, the Ravens have slipped by that. Now, I think almost universally had the Chargers as the second best team in the AFC last week, so better revisit that. On defense, the Ravens have given up a lot of points this year, but they slowed down Justin Herbert and didn't allow much. I thought, I said to you guys last week that if the Cardinals go into Cleveland and win, then I think that I'd give them the props that they deserve. They're the only undefeated team in the NFL, and that really wasn't close. It was a great win for them. A lot of questions about the Browns' defense, and, man, a lot of injuries now. I mean, Kareem Hunt went down, and so the Browns' offense is playing a little bit handicapped without some of their best players.
Already didn't have Chubb, like you said, and then Hunt goes down, then Mayfield, you know, gets injured. They got some injuries on the defensive side of the ball too, so concerns there. And back to the Chargers real quick. I mean, a week after they scored 47 and a win over Cleveland, they only scored 1 touchdown yesterday. Chargers only went 3 for 12 on third down. They failed on 2 fourth down attempts. They averaged under 4 yards a play. And they only managed 26 yards rushing in that game against the Ravens, as the Ravens win it 34-6 over the Chargers. So Arizona impressive, Ravens impressive. How about Matt's pick, the Rams dominating the New York Giants, Mark?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
That was a great pick. The Rams are just a lot better. There was no mystery in that game. The Rams' defense was all over the Giants, who that's a pretty poor squad they've got.
And the Sunday night game, Marcus, my Steelers get out with the overtime victory, but they were favored by what, Matt? Five and a half. They only win it by three, so they don't cover the spread. But more importantly, they're going up against a Seattle team that didn't have Russell Wilson, and they still had to go overtime and just hang on. And I give it up, T.J. Watt, Mark, forces a fumble in overtime, and the Steelers hang on for the victory.
Yeah, I think clearly it's a drop-off from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith. I just don't trust the Steelers' offense. It's just not good enough, I think, to be favored by a lot of points. And Seattle's a good team. I mean, they're not. They've got other good players on that offense, the guys that can make plays. So I think the Steelers are, to me, just about a 500 team. They're kind of an average team. I think their defense is going to keep them in games against a lot of people, but I don't think the offense is going to do enough to outscore many others. But the fact that the Browns are so beaten up in that division, I think, is a definite advantage for Pittsburgh.
And
the Bengals were keep winning games. I mean, that they could have easily beaten Green Bay the week before. I thought they made some tough decisions down the stretch trying to rely on their field goal kicker, but they got a resounding win in Detroit.
Well, they did. That's what I was going to say, is a lot of these early games did go according to form, with Cincinnati with that huge win over Detroit, Indianapolis, 31-3 win over Houston, Kansas City, easy win over Washington. We talked about the Rams win over the Giants. So a lot of those early games did go according to form with some lopsided victories in the NFL.
They did, and then we had Aaron Rodgers, who had the quote of the year after being double-birded by a fan in Chicago. I've owned you my whole career. That was
he
fantastic.
Might have thrown in an effing, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Well, hey, listen, he's what, 22-5 now as a starter against Chicago? Packers beat the Bears for the 20th time in the last 23 games, if you include the playoffs. So the Packers have owned Chicago, so they deserve to talk. The Pack gets the victory, 24-14. Aaron Rodgers throws for two, runs for another. I know these little shovel passes they do are called touchdown passes now. But, hey, give it up to Aaron Rodgers. As long as they're winning, he can talk there. And then the Raiders-Broncos, Marcus, what'd you think of the Raiders yesterday?
Can't figure the Raiders out. I don't know why the Raiders would have lost at home and played so poorly against the Bears last week and then gone to Denver and won and looked, pretty good on offense. Derek Carr's had some good games. So that was a weird result.
And the London game, Mark, the Jags finally get a victory for Urban Meyer. They beat the Dolphins 23-20.
Ugh. The Dolphins, I mean, they had some preseason expectations.
Yep.
But, nah, not very good. Not very good. Tua, I thought he was okay, but again, they don't have any downfield threat. It is a lot of underneath and then not a ton of rushing. But Urban Meyer, congratulations. He finally gets a win.
Yeah. So I think that's about it. NFL-wise, we got Buffalo, Tennessee tonight. Any thoughts on that one, Marcus?
Now, Buffalo's been rolling, people. Tennessee's defense is really bad. I expect probably to see a pretty high-scoring game tonight. I don't care what defense you are, you're going to have to earn it to stop Derrick Henry. I mean, that dude is – I have to look back at his last couple of years. This is a good one to ask Pat. Is he getting close to top 10 running back of all time?
I haven't really considered that, but that, yeah, it's a good question. Good question. Buffalo, the team to beat, I think, right now in the AFC, they were favored Friday by 5.5, Matt. Has that line moved any? Bills, around a touchdown favorite or so on the road against the Titans tonight. And then, of course, you got Atlanta, New Orleans, the Jets, San Francisco all have the bye week so far in the NFL.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.